And it does not change with the devotion to Mary. Saint Joseph leads us to Mary, and our mother leads us to Jesus. Our mother is the mother of all mankind because Jesus proclaimed her so, and the mother of each one of us. The Lord did not say, "Hey, you, mankind, there you have your mother." No, he said, "There you have your mother too, John, individually." Why so? For us now, here in this prayer, to realize that he, Jesus, gave Mary as my mother, and Joseph as my father-in-law and Lord, there at the foot of the cross, while he was suffering, while she was suffering, united to Jesus, for him, for us as well. She does not distinguish in the body of Jesus, in a manner of speaking. We are all images of Christ, and she loves us, she loves you, in so far you are an icon of Jesus. Insofar we share the feeling, the sentiment, the goals in our life, the focus in our work of Jesus. This is the idea. That's why she tells us, do whatever he tells you. Do whatever Jesus, my son, tells you. Because when you do it, not when you say it, but when you do it, is when you become an icon of Jesus. And the most perfect icon of Jesus was Mary. And after her, her husband, Joseph. Icon of Jesus. He taught Jesus everything he knew, humanly speaking. Beginning with his work in the carpentry, he must have taught him how to distinguish a piece of wood, hard wood, soft wood, how to use the saw, how to use the planer, how to grab the hammer, when our Lord must have been already 12 years old or so, very early at that time. Children doing some works that they could do easily. And he taught him, moreover, the religion of Israel, what he knew. He brought him to the synagogue. He accompanied him in his bet mitzvah, equivalent of First Communion, when Jesus became a young man, part of the people of Israel, which was always when they're 12 years old. That's why we are describing that it took place in the temple. They went to the temple of Jerusalem, and the child was lost afterward. Joseph was there. That's why Mary witnesses it, your father and I, because the father had a very important role there. An Israelite because of his family, of his ancestry. It was not spontaneous decision, not so. Our Lady always leads us to Christ like a ladder. That's why we have to use her intercession. Do you use her intercession? Do I repeat many aspirations, especially at the moment of temptation, when I lost my calm, when I get enraged? Go to Mary. Our mother is the lighthouse in a stormy sea. Since very old times, there were towers, sometimes with a fire, with wood, they would have to do it because there were no electric light, of course, to guide the sailors. At a distance, they could see the light. This is the harbor. She is not the harbor, but she is beside the harbor and leads people to the harbor. He points out the entrance to the port. That's why we call her Star of the Sea. That's another guidance for the sailors, the Northern Star. That's all they knew, to be guided. She leads us to Christ. But Jesus leads us also to Mary, especially clear in Cana, where our Lord delayed Mass, to put it this way, the performance of a miracle that he was bent on performing, until such time that his mother requested it. They go to him, she goes to him, had no wine. And the Lord shows that something is missing. It's not my time. Then Mary intervenes and talks to the people. She does not complain, you never listen to me. What kind of son is this? No, not at all. She understands, because a mother always understands a son. And Jesus is the full son of Mary, the total soul of Mary. He had no human father, biologically speaking. And then she talks to the servants, fill this with water, and that's the time. Jesus, next we read, Jesus told them, fill them with the jars with water. She tells the servant, do whatever he tells you. These are the last words recorded in the Gospel of our Mother Mary. The last words. Well, it seems to me that is her last will, her testament. And it fits and it helps us. Do whatever, no limits. Not only what is convenient for you, no, whatever he tells you, not you imagine. It's very important, this expression of Our Lady. Our Mother is the safe road to sanctity. She helps us to begin and begin again without discouragement. That's why our Father wrote, before, alone, you couldn't. But now, you have gone to her, to our mother, and once you are with her, how easy the struggle. Because she always accompanies you. Well, first, let's foster in ourselves that devotion, that renew it, that love, to renew it, to rejuvenate it. And second, let us foster that devotion to Our Lady among the persons we deal with. It's okay to pray the rosary, to make a pilgrimage. Sometimes we'll accompany them so that we place them in the right path to Jesus. We all remember how before we whistle very often, the person dealing with us accompanied or suggested to us to make a pilgrimage. You see, she's always there at the beginning. And Our Lady is always protecting the work. And you are Opus Dei. And your work is Opus Dei. Yes, what you are doing, everything you are doing is Opus Dei. Work of God, and she is protecting it. You see, additional reason to place ourselves under her protection. Sutum presidium confugium. We fly to the patronage. That's what it means. Like a little child. Have you seen a little child there, very small boy, and then he sees something that scares him or something that is new to him? A new man that he comes around, a priest sometimes, and I see how the little boy that goes behind the mother smiling, looking until the mother pacifies him. No, no, it's father so and so. And then he comes out already confident. Well, let's do likewise with our mother. When we suspect any danger, to go to her. When we feel attack, to go to her. With many aspirations, with the Holy Rosary, making it alive, every mystery, every Hail Mary, with the Angelus, greeting the image of Our Lady, perhaps just telling her, Mother, my mother, carrying her picture in your smartphone so that when you put it on, the first thing it comes out is her face. With these three Hail Marys before going to sleep, with the scapular, with so many actions that intense make our love for her more intense, to love her with great intensity as our Father and Lord Saint Joseph did, as he loved her. Of course, we can never equal, but we have Saint Joseph's protection also to get closer to Mary, to look at her, to use her intercession.